You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's arboreal? My college biology textbook says it's tree-dwelling. Animal life has evolved to live in a variety of ecosystems, such as a coral reef, swamp wetland, or tropical rainforest. But living in a tree can be rather challenging. Eating, sleeping, avoiding predators, finding mates. Animals have evolved to survive in these arboreal environments, and different animals have different adaptations for an arboreal life. Some species occasionally visit trees, like black bears, and some live there full time, like the emerald tree boa. Having a body part that can wrap around a tree branch is a good adaptation to avoid falling. Some animals, like opossums or some lizard species, have prehensile tails. This type of tail is very muscular, capable of holding the animal's entire weight, and they're very flexible, capable of bending in different directions. Arboreal animals could have elongated hands and fingers that can wrap around a branch. A good example would be spider monkeys. Many animals, like sloths, will have curved claws for digging into the wood for a better grip. Tree frogs have round, flattened toe pads to increase surface area and contact with the tree. An interesting adaptation to the feet of some species, like toucans and parrots, involves the direction of the toes. In these animals, two toes will face forward and two backward. It's another great adaptation to both climb and to just hang on. Another issue for arboreal animals is not just staying on your tree, but also getting over to the next tree. Some primates, such as gibbons, can swing from branch to branch, tree to tree. This is called brachiation. Some animals, like bats, birds, and insects, can fly. Other animals can't fly, but instead will glide. The flying squirrel has a flap of skin on the sides of their body connected to the front and rear feet. The flying lizard can stretch out its ribs and skin into a wing-like shape. Here's a way to make a glider at home with a plastic straw. Cut a piece of cardboard so the length is as long as the straw and 2 to 3 inches wide. Tape this onto the straw as front wings. Cut another piece of cardboard half the length and half the width of the first one. Tape this on the straw as tail wings. Tape a 10-cent dime on the nose for weight, throw it, and see how it glides. Well, we've just learned a little bit about arboreal. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.